and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are bringing in another Power Friday on the program, Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And to help us out with that, of course, we have my theme song going right now. But it's going to be followed up by the OJs. Message in our music. And part of the song that we want to sing to our master's guest is, we are glad to have you here again. I've been sharing with the community for some time now that this is the most exciting sporting event for me personally. I've always loved the Masters Golf Tournament, and I'm glad that you all are here. Thank you again, and hats off to the decision makers at the Augusta National Golf Club for presenting the ladies to us, the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Wow, what an inaugural event it has been. Hats off to all the ladies, especially to the winners, and of course to the men. The best to you all. You know, we just couldn't hold back the reins. You've been hearing that we may have a wet weekend, so we don't know how this is all going to turn out. But know this, we're glad that you're here. Things aren't like they're supposed to be. All right, as we get ready to help build the individual and the family and community, as is our custom, let's take a look at something that I think will help us. This is for anyone. As we delve into health matters with some help from Health Day and WebMD, but especially for our older citizens, and certainly for anyone, regardless of age, who has some problems with arthritis. I'm pretty sure that we have some golfers who experience some arthritis too from time to time. So I want to share with you some tips on dealing with arthritis. As a matter of fact, a walk a day. And so for those of you who have it, this may help alleviate the symptoms. For anyone who does not have arthritis, but maybe it runs in the family, you're thinking that maybe somewhere down the road, arthritis might become part of the picture, part of your life's equation. Some of the reporters are saying that a walk a day may keep arthritis away. So how do you do that? Now check this out, because it's doable, and I think this is what you're going to love about it. It is doable. Less than 10 minutes a day of brisk walking can help prevent disability in people with arthritis pain in their knee, hip, ankle, or foot. Less than 10 minutes a day. Now, how does that sound? How does that grab you when you think about the fact that we should be exercising 30 to 60 minutes a day? And I'm saying 30 to 60, at least 50 minutes a day, a minimum of 3 days a week, minimum. But now we're, for the purpose of dealing with this arthritis, less than 10 minutes a day. It needs to be a brisk walk, but less than 10 minutes a day. Just 1 hour a week of brisk physical activity is less than 10 minutes a day for people to maintain their independence. Very doable, according to lead study author Dorothy Dunlop. She's a professor of preventive medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in the Windy City. She and her team analyzed 4 years of data from more than 1,500 older adults in Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Ohio, and Pawtucket, Rhode Island, who had pain, aching, or stiffness in their lower joints from osteoarthritis but were initially free of disability. They had the pain, they had the aching, they had stiffness, but they were still able to move around. They were not disabled. The participants' levels of physical activity were monitored using a wearable device. And this is what they concluded. An hour a week, 1 hour per week. Now, imagine that. Generally speaking, we're talking about 1 hour, close to 1 hour per day of exercise just for general fitness. We're not talking arthritis now, just for general fitness. 30 to 60 minutes, 40 minutes, let's just say 40 minutes, let's say 45 minutes. 45 minutes a day, and a lot of the experts recommend 45 minutes a day, preferably 5 days a week. But if we can't do five, how about three? 45 minutes a day, 3 days out of the week. In order to prevent disability due to arthritis, 1 hour for the entire week of moderate to vigorous physical activity, they found that that amount reduced the risk of disability. Specifically, the activity reduced the risk of walking too slowly to safely cross the street by 85%. How many of you have seen people crossing the street and you had concerns? Maybe they were crossing the street in a wheelchair. And I do mean that literally. We see that sometimes. People crossing wide streets too, with several lanes of traffic. And they're getting on the cross there. But sometimes we see someone who's moving across that street and it seems like they're just moving too slow and we tense up. People with arthritis walking too slowly to safely cross the street. That risk was reduced by 85% by engaging in that 1 hour a week of moderate to vigorous physical activity. And the risk of not being able to do daily living activities like morning routine tasks such as walking across a room, bathing, dressing, all of that risk was reduced by 45%. The risk of not being able to do those things reduced by 45%. By the end of the 4-year study, 24% of participants who did not get a weekly hour of brisk physical activity were indeed walking too slowly to safely cross the street. 23% had difficulty performing their morning routines. And one of the things that a lot of people want, and we can understand this, is independence. So many of our elderly, for example, our senior citizens, really prefer to continue to live at home rather than, and we can understand this, in a nursing home or some other kind of elder care home. They prefer to be in their own home taking care of themselves. We can understand that. If arthritis is part of the equation, though, left unattended, it can reduce the chances of that person remaining independent. And when we see them get it to the point where they're having difficulty putting on their clothes, walking across the room, then we know that something needs to be done. We're having some problems there. About 14 million older Americans have symptomatic knee osteoarthritis, which is the most common type of osteoarthritis. How many people would you say who have osteoarthritis also develop disability? What ratio? Would you say 1 out of 4, 1 out of 3, 2 out of 5? About how many people who have osteoarthritis also develop disability? Would you believe 2 in 5? Roughly 2 in 5 people who have osteoarthritis develop disability. And federal guidelines recommend low-impact physical activity for older adults with arthritis. And they recommend that older adults do at least 2.5 hours a week of moderate intensive activity. Moderate intensive activity. But that amount of activity can be too much for inactive older adults with lower extremity pain, according to Dr. Dunlop. So they're hoping that this new public health finding will motivate an intermediate physical activity goal. 1 hour per week, she sees as a stepping stone for people who are currently inactive. I definitely want to remind you, too, of some of the other tips that we've made. One in particular, aquatics therapy. Working out in the water, especially when they have that water warmed up for you, you're having less wear and tear on your bones, your entire musculoskeletal system. Yet you're dealing with resistance, which is helping to strengthen you from head to toe. Well, at least from shoulders to toe. And the benefits can be tremendous, 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 tremendous. So keep that in mind. Senior citizens, don't assume that because you've been inactive for this length of time, there's nothing you can do. Talk with your doctor. He or she may be able to get you started on a routine that within 6 months may surprise you. Within a year may really surprise you. So talk with your doctor, see what you can do. All right, I want to give you an idea of what we have coming up next week. We're going to be continuing our discussion of communicating with God, but I'm also going to have a second conversation with Mark Pilkington. You all remember he's from the UK, and he wrote a book dealing with retail therapy. He talked with us about the trouble that the retail industry is in, and having had a tremendous background in retail, he shared some steps that can be taken to revive the retail industry. He's going to join me to discuss that some more next Tuesday, April 16th. We'll also talk about a healthier us, mind, body, and soul next Friday. So just remember, in order to get the schedule of topics and guests, just go to speakingwith.com and click on this week's guests and topics. And that'll show you what we have planned. Usually, that's up and Adam, ready for view by Sunday evening. Also, remember, you can go to speakingwith.com and click on listen online at your convenience in order to listen online, whether to something that you've heard before and you just want to catch it again because there's some details that you just want to pick up on, or whether you have not listen to a particular broadcast or the broadcast at all, and you just want to find out more about what the program is about, but it's difficult for you to catch it from 1 until 2, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3 on the weekends when we're live on 1550 AM The Voice. Have no fear. Just go to speakingwith.com. Click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and do just that. Listen online at your convenience. Now, I want to let you know later today, we're going to have some more fun. In fact, at the end of the day, we're going to have some more fun as we listen to Sister Member and Sister Number as they share some real good advice. Here the OJ's taking us a break, though. We will be right back. Stay with us.